Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff, here. I am joined by my partner in sound, Mr. Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope you're having a great start to your day out there, everybody. Going to have some fun today. Got a lot of good things lined up for you. In this 7 o'clock hour, we're getting into our National Day of Calendar. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. 9 o'clock hour, we are going to be joined by our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society for our Pet of the Week to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Yes! So happy.
He's not excited about it at all.
Jumping
not
out of all. My skin over here. I cannot wait. We'll also get into some good stories of the day and then a right stories. We got all that lined up for you. You may notice that our intro music is a little different this morning. That guitar you hear, if you don't know, is one of the legends of rock. In fact, Rolling Stone's top five guitarists of all time, Mr. Jeff Beck. We lost a guitar god last night, or we found out about it last night. He actually passed away the day before. So I just thought this is the only way that we could start our show.
Very apropos.
There is few songs, especially instrumentals, that I can think of that are arguably perfect. And this song right here, Beck's Bolero, front to back, perfect. Not only do you have Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page dueling guitars throughout this whole song, but you've got the rest of Led Zeppelin outside of Robert Plant playing this song.
That's crazy.
It's the whole. It's basically Led Zeppelin without Robert Plant. Robert Plant is actually, if I have the story right, sitting in the back, and he's got a tambourine that he was going to play. It just didn't fit. But he's still playing in the background.
Right.
So technically, you've got Jeff Beck playing with Led Zeppelin in this song.
Yeah.
And just one of the greatest to ever do it. Guitar god Jeff Beck passed away Tuesday after contracting bacterial meningitis. He was 78 years old. Beck is a two-time member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as a member of the Yardbirds, and then as a solo artist. Won 7 Grammys. Beck's career really took off when he succeeded Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds in 65, because he was better. During his career, they really... Did I say it out loud? Sorry. During his career, they released the hits Heart Full of Soul, I'm a Man, Shape of Things, plenty of others. And after leaving the band in 66, he formed the Jeff Beck Group, which initially included this guy, funny hair, Rod Stewart, maybe you heard about him.
Yeah.
Ronnie Wood on bass. Last year, he released a new album with Johnny Depp. Called 18, played on 2 songs on Ozzy Osbourne's latest album, Patient Number 9. There is, when this happened, I wasn't around my dad. I had to go, message him and everything. By the time I finally got a hold of him, I wanted to read to him some of the things that some people had said about him online. And I didn't know where to start.
Wow.
There's literally so many people. Brian Wilson, I'm so sad to hear about Jeff Beck passing. Jeff was a genius guitar player. Jeff and me and my band got to see him close up when we toured with him back in 2013.
Wow.
Paul Stanley from Kiss. Wow, what awful news. Jeff Beck, one of the all-time great masters, has passed away. Listen to the Yardbirds and Jeff Beck Group. Do yourself a favor. Gene Simmons, one of the greatest to ever do it. If you have not heard Jeff Beck, go out, do yourself a favor, listen to those first two albums. Guitar perfection.
Yep.
David Gilmour, I am devastated to hear the news of Jeff Beck passing. Polly and my thoughts go out to him. Let me see here. Living Color. Jeff Beck, the first tour that Living Color was able to headline was for the Rolling Stones.
Oh, wow.
Jeff Beck was on that tour.
Wow.
Vernon Reid, my favorite guitar player of all time. Very closely connected to Jeff Beck and influenced by Jeff Beck.
Right.
Ronnie Wood. Now Jeff has gone. I feel like one of my band of brothers has left the world. I'm dearly miss him. Deeply sad. I'm going to go listen to the Jeff Beck Group. You're noticing a theme here, everybody.
Yeah, let's go listen to this music. Yes.
Buddy Guy. The loss of our friend Jeff Beck is crushing. All our love and prayers go out to him and his family.
Wow. Now that is high praise. My goodness.
Vernon Reid. My guy.
Yep.
The greatest thing about Jeff Beck is that he was not hung up on how great he was, in the way there was always space for him to grow, about the size of a garage. The world of automotive arts and restoration also lost a giant with Jeff Beck.
That's true. I had forgotten about that, but he was a huge car guy, and he loved to restore old cars, yeah.
Billy F. Gibbons, ZZ Top. Yep. I met Jeff Beck when I was 17. I was glad to know a guy like that, a guy who was able to show me how this guitar playing thing should be approached, and that's still very much the case.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff was a wonderful soul, taught me everything I know. Ozzy Osbourne, I can't express how saddened I am to hear of Jeff Beck's passing. What a terrible loss for his friends and family. Mm-hmm. It was such an honor to have known Jeff, and an incredible honor. It keeps coming.
Yeah.
There's just tons and tons of people out there talking about the greatness of Mr. Jeff Beck. I grew up with my dad being approaching lead guitar players like they were quarterbacks.
Right.
And Jeff Beck was the Joe Namath in our house. He was the biggest name. He was the guy. He was. There was nobody bigger. And it's just sad. Give me a chance to remind everybody, though, we will be getting into our day in music history a little bit later, and we'll get into some more great music. But if you get a chance, especially if you do not know the music of Jeff Beck, I encourage you to do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Listen to. I mean, there's a ton of Rod Stewart hits. I mean, Google Jeff Beck, and you are gonna find at least a billion different references and different things that you can go off of.
Well, if nothing else, I mean, you may not know Jeff Beck Group or anything like that. That wasn't a big hit making machine or anything. Mm-hmm. But just check out all the stuff he played on.
Yes,
that is amazing. I mean, he's everywhere, all over the place. And you can tell when you listen to those records. You can tell his guitar playing was very distinctive.
Yeah.
You could tell it was him.
He had a certain precision to what he was doing.
Yes.
That you wouldn't expect a rock star necessarily to have.
Yeah.
The attention to detail, so much of those things. Just an incredible artist. And I think that the thing that my dad and so many people enjoyed about him is that you could tell not only was he enjoying himself, but he wanted you to enjoy his music. He wanted others to enjoy it. He was one of the few early guitarists, especially going way back to Page and Clapton and all those guys, those early great greats, where Jeff Beck, it wasn't surprising to see him sit with a young Billy Gibbons and show him, hey, try this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to move a lot faster if you do this. Where Page and Clapton, let them figure it out. Much more of the Favre kind of, hey, Rogers, figure it out yourself kind of thing. where Jeff Beck was much more of the, hey, I don't care if you're younger and coming to take my job. If I'm good enough, I'll keep my job.
Yeah, right.
There's plenty of music for all of us. This is quite an artist. Just quite a human being. Speaking of amazing human beings, a bunch of them were celebrated last night at the United Way's big celebration that they had. The United Way had their thank you recognition celebration last night. Pam was there. Got to hear a bit. I'm sure Terry will tell us a little bit more about it tomorrow when she joins us as co-host in the morning show.
Yeah.
But Pam was there, and we received an award for us.
Nice.
I wanted to thank the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Wanted to thank Pam for going. I was all planned to go. I was actually going to surprise Terry with this, because I don't think she thinks that I'd ever go to these things, just because I'm usually working at night.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't supposed to work last night. And I did. I had to work.
Oh, bummer.
That sucked. But it was cool that the WFHR, WIRI, Civic Media, promoting United Way in 2022 for outstanding service to the people of our community, the United Way. And very sweet. That was very cool that they did that.
Yeah.
You don't do things for the United Way or really any of our nonprofits for a pat on the back.
No.
But it is nice that they do these things.
It is
very cool. And I hope the event went really good. A big shout out to Bullseye Golf Club, doing always an amazing job hosting these things. And a big shout out to everybody at the United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties, because we appreciate them appreciating us and vice versa. we'll talk more about them tomorrow, certainly.
I'm sure you will.
You can find out more right now by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned this earlier, Seth. It is time. It is finally back. It is right back where it belongs. Pet of the Week has been around at other places, and nothing against any other stations or anything like that, but this is its home. This is where it belongs. And Pet of the Week with the Southwood County Humane Society is back today, starting around 9 or so. This is also a great opportunity not only for you to maybe find your new favorite, your new best friend, but to learn more about the Humane Society, ways that you can impact the Humane Society and help things out over there.
Yeah, volunteer if you're able. Yeah.
There is plenty of opportunities there with that. And we're looking so forward to talking with the gang over there and, you know, getting used to doing this again to the point where a month or two from now, and it's like we're just back at it.
It's like it never left.
Yeah, yeah. And I have to talk about this, Seth, because not many times I had a listener tell me yesterday, I've been listening to this station for 30 years, and she goes, I've never heard of anything like this. Mm-hmm. This is the greatest promotion I've ever heard of. She's just loving this. And I ask her, I'm like, well, do you run a small business? You know, just out of curiosity and everything. No, not even close. So it's not necessarily even something that she's getting in on,
right?
But she loves the celebration. She loves the idea. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about is the $1 million advertising giveaway that Civic Media is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Excited about this. Civic Media has been growing so much in the last year, including, you know, bringing us on board.
In us, we're a part of that.
Now, Civic Media has been really appreciative to our sponsors, to our listeners out there, and all of our listenerships throughout literally the whole state, from front to top to back to bottom, all that.
Yep.
How do you thank people? How do you thank that many people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really hard. I mean, we tried to do the gift card thing.
You know, the logistics just not,
didn't work.
Didn't quite work that way. No,
didn't make a lot of sense either. No. We are all going to sign a card.
Yeah. That would be in a big card.
God, we're still waiting for it to get around to us.
Yeah, it is.
The guys in Madison, I don't know what Mike's doing with it down there.
You know, and that cartoonishly large pen they're trying to have us write with.
Just doesn't make
it just
sense.
Doesn't work. No, you know. No.
So I think this is a much better idea.
Yes.
Seth, tell them what this is.
Well, the hundred, oh my gosh. I tried to sell it short there. The $1 million ad giveaway is basically our way of saying, you know what? We care about local businesses in all of the places. So the Civic Media Network can basically touch almost any part of the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
When all is said and done, when everything is in place. So what we're trying to do with this is say we are local businesses are very important to the mission of what Civic Media is all about.
Right.
And we want to give you an idea about what the local radio can do for you. So on January 26th, starting at 9 o'clock, go to the website civicmedia.us/million. You'll find a place to sign up. There'll be a sheet there, a form that you can fill in. And if you are a local business, this is for businesses. And then you're going to have a chance to get in on that $1 million of free advertising. So this is for advertising for 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
To be coming up here. So we have it starting in January here. And then, of course, we have to, in February, we have to write these whole bunch of commercials we got to write. Yeah. And, you know, get our creative juices flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do that. And then in March and April and May is when we're going to be playing the commercials that we come up with for this. So it's $1 million total given away. There's certain tiers. The lowest tier is $5,000.
Yeah.
Now, if you know anything about local businesses, the last thing that they have any money for is advertising.
Yeah.
And they don't have usually a lot. This is huge. This is big for any size of small business.
If you've had an advertising campaign that you're looking to do, you've thought about so many, part of the reason that you started your business was because you had ideas, you had thoughts.
Exactly.
Maybe you had big ideas that you just, you know, we don't have the budget to pull this off or something like that. You're going to be able to.
This is your chance to do that. Yeah. This is your chance. It's all within one calendar month that you'll be able to use the money that we are giving away for this, the advertising dollars. So it's a win-win for everybody. Where we get to expose more businesses, they get to come have a start a relationship with us and Civic Media, and it's going to be and it's anywhere across the state that you want to do it. You can do it right here. Mm-hmm. You can do it up in Wausau. You can do it over in Oshkosh. Wherever you want to do it, we have the capacity now to advertise all across the state. So, I mean, this is so exciting. It's just amazing.
We want you to be a part of the team as well and be a part of this fun, exciting thing that we are doing here at Civic Media. If you like what we're doing, this is a great time to join the team.
It is.
If you're already a part of the team, you are more than welcome to still be a part of this.
Absolutely.
Of course,
this is not just for new people. This is for anybody, any small businesses.
Between you and I, Seth, okay, and you guys out there, don't tell anybody else this. Are they trying to go broke here? I mean, they just got this thing rolling.
I know. Isn't that funny?
I mean, what is going on? It's so cool that they're doing this. And it's one thing to say, hey, we support local. We want to help our local advertisers. We want to help our local businesses out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's it. That you hear plenty of people do that, and that's great.
Yeah.
This is literally putting your money where your mouth is.
That's right.
This is, I mean, we are a company that is not some conglomerate. We're 90% of the radio stations that you hear, that you have on your dial, are run by some big conglomerate that's got more money than they know what to do with.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't treat their advertisers well. There's a reason why you hear a lot of new businesses with us all the time.
Yep.
But you, wait a minute, I heard them on this station. Why aren't they there anymore? Ask me off air.
Yeah, right.
there's a reason why you hear people with us and continuing to be with us. Why Misty's, Doorworks, all these locals, all these great businesses stay here. It's because we, our sales team, the way they take care of them, what we do on the air with them. We want you to be a part of things, and we want to continue the relationships we've already got. It's a great way to do it. We encourage it again. Go to Civic Media, just go one word, civicmedia.us/million.
Mm-hmm.
You go there and be sure to enter the details and be sure to name mention the morning show, Good Morning Show here, or the morning show, and WFHR.
Yep.
It's a bit of a bragging rights thing.
Yeah, a little friendly competition going on with the other stations, yeah.
We're a little newer to Civic Media than some of the other stations, so I believe that this is our chance to show them who we are.
Yeah, that's right.
I will say this. We may be one of the newer stations, but we're one of the oldest in all of radio, period.
Yes.
Let's show them what our listenership is.
Yeah.
Be a part of this. If you are a business, please reach out and do this. If you are somebody that knows someone in a business, please do this. As well.
If you have any questions, call us here, 424-1300. Talk to Steph, Ashley. In fact, anybody. Anyone here can basically give you the lowdown on what this is if you want more details. But it's really cool. No one else is doing anything like this.
Nobody.
And the amount of money is crazy. It's just, yeah.
Just insane.
It's insane.
I really.
We're crazy.
We're crazy over here. Somebody check on Sage. Make sure.
Is he doing all right? Yeah.
The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. on Thursday, January 26th. Be sure to have that website all set and ready to go.
One day only.
Get ready for it, everybody. This is going to be a lot of fun. Again, you can go to civicmedia.us/million. We will go ahead and do keep in mind as well, you can take us everywhere you go with us. The Civic Media app works so good. If you enjoy our shows, our programs, especially any of the other Civic Media programs, it's a great way to not only be able to take us with you everywhere, but to make sure that we are always there. We're always streaming 24/7. Encourage others to stream us as well. You can find us at WFHR.com. And if you go to civicmedia.us, you will find all of our shows podcasted. A man over here does an amazing job with that. Thank you, Seth.
No problem.
You don't have to miss anything. Now there's no more excuses. Oh, I would have loved to listen to that, but I.
But you know the thing in the,
Not an excuse anymore.
Not anymore.
Gotta listen. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun right here on the morning show at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the update. Be sure to be joining us after CBS News at the top of the hour at 8. We'll be joined by our friends from the WeatherEye Weather Center, the best in the business. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Time for Seth and I to dive into our national day of calendar for this January 12th, 2023.
All right, let's do it.
I suppose. It's National Marzipan Day.
Marzipan. That famous sweet that I don't know if I've ever had.
Oh.
I don't know if I've ever had marzipan.
A delicious and light treat made of a fairly unusual combination of sugar and almond meal, often accented with almond extract.
Oh, okay.
Been used in all varieties of sweets and treats and manages to be both kosher and appropriate for Lent.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It is so versatile.
That's right.
Its excellent mutability makes it popular for themed cakes and confections, as it can be molded into about anything.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, marzipan's good.
See, I did not know anything about that.
The origins of marzipan aren't entirely clear, but culinary historians have traced it most likely back to Persia.
Ooh, yeah, that would make sense with the almond. Yeah.
From there, it traveled through the various trade routes to become a staple of European cuisine. Good stuff.
I got to try some, man.
Yeah, good. It's good stuff. National Pharmacist Day.
Go hug your pharmacist.
Yes. Yeah. Well, ask first. Nowadays, they may not want to hug.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a fist bump. Maybe yeah. A fist bump, yeah. An elbow bump.
You know, all the viruses going around. You're right. They probably don't want to get hung.
National Pharmacist Day implores everyone to take a moment to think of all of those important people who work as pharmacists.
Mm.
These are people whose job it is mostly to see people when they are sick with a cold or cough, need a refill, or their asthma inhaler refilled. They see us at most of the time our worst.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought about that, but you're right.
You think of all the pharmacists that worked over the last, during the pandemic and those things. So many of them, we talk a really good game of our frontline workers, mm-hmm. our doctors, our nurses, a lot of them, and we should. We should include our pharmacists into this group because they were on the front lines as well.
Yeah, right? You know what? I'm guilty of that. I hadn't even thought about that, but yes, so important.
It's National Kiss a Ginger Day. Again, you might want to ask before you go jumping into this one here. Whatever.
So now my wife is chasing my kids around to kiss them. Yep. So, yeah.
Yep. Sorry, boys. Yeah. Sorry. That's on
it's
me.
It's your fault for having red hair, I guess.
I don't think that you need me to explain to you necessarily what this day is.
Yes.
It's pretty self-explanatory, I would think. Fiery red hair, pale skin, eyes of blue or green. These are the definitive characteristics of some of the most amazing, attractive human beings in existence. They were once held as being holy, as they were believed to have stolen the very fire of the gods.
Oh, wow.
And imbued their crimson locks with it. Kiss a Ginger Day is a day to opportunity to steal a kiss from one of these amazingly attractive genetic rarities. I have a history with redheads.
Oh,
and that's not intentional, and I don't have I have no preference.
You don't have a thing for gingers? Okay.
Will you talk to me? Okay, there we go.
Is that your type of woman? Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, there's my type. You'll put up with me. But my ex-wife, Mandy, she was a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Amy Adams, who I worked with, famously, and by famously, I mean for about 2 and 3 hours.
Very famous.
During a research, she kissed me on the cheek. And I have never washed my cheek. I'm kidding. But another famous redhead, Amy Adams.
That's right.
Of course, Beth, a redhead.
Well, I will say, you can say whatever, but I do have a thing for redheads. So
right on.
I'll be very honest about that. Yes.
And good on you. Yeah. It is really cool to learn the history, too, like of red hair.
Yes.
And where that, not only where that came from, but just how rare it truly is.
Yes.
I think that when I was younger and I read the first time I read about it being a genetic, rarity, mm-hmm, and everything, mm-hmm, I assumed that they meant that back in the day. It still is.
It's still the most rare form of hair color. And some combinations, and we found out after, our children were born that they also have blue eyes. So apparently red hair and blue eyes is the most uncommon combination on the planet. It's 2%,
wow,
of people have that. And then we made the mistake of telling them that. So they're like, oh, yeah, we're the most unusual comedy. Yeah, sure. Thanks. We've heard that. Yeah.
I love those boys.
Yeah.
My kind of kids. National Curried Chicken Day.
Oh, delicious.
Good stuff.
I love curried chicken. Mm-mm.
I haven't had it in a long time, mm-hmm, but I want to get back to, because I did like curry at one point, and then I got burnt out from it because of this lady that I took a flight with and everything.
Oh, no.
I want to get back to liking it again, because I know when I was a kid, I really did. Mm-hmm. And I say this because my mom and dad reminded me of it. I did not remember that.
Oh, wow. Man, oh, interesting.
Came up the other day, I just got to get back into it. And I like chicken, so curry chicken. Seems like a win-win.
Yep, there you go.
National Hot Tea Day.
That's a good one.
Yeah. There is just something special and soothing about the warmth and comfort of a simple cup of hot tea. There's just very few things that relate to that. And I am discovering that more and more. I still haven't found my tea. It seems like every tea person I know, they got their Earl Grey or their black tea or their green tea or their polka dot tea. I mean, they got all these teas. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Originally hailing from China, hot tea has a long history that dates back almost 5,000 years.
Mm.
One story goes that an emperor was sitting under a tree with his hot water when some dried leaves fell into it, and the rest is, they say, history. While no one knows if this legend is exactly how it happened, the truth is that hot tea has been appreciated and enjoyed by humans for centuries.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you think it was easier to create back then than it is now? Tea seems relatively simple.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm a creative and I'm, you know, I've got food, I've got drinks, I've got herbs, spices, and I'm looking to make new things, it feels like tea might have been one of the earlier things to, like, hey, dip this, boom,
yeah,
this.
Experiment,
boom,
right? Yeah,
tea.
There you go.
It seems like it's a lot harder nowadays to create an original tea or any of these things.
It would be. You have to infuse it and all these things, right? Mm-hmm. But no, that seems, you know, and of course, what is one of the expressions that we've heard all of our lives? For all the tea in China, you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
There you go. And it's National Youth Day. Today is the one day a year that we appreciate children.
Yep, that's it.
And kids.
Just today.
This is it. After today, we can go back to... Children are the future.
Yes.
I joke about saying this phrase from time to time, like, oh, I've got this phrase I heard the other day that you know, like nobody's ever heard of or whatever.
Right.
In part because I feel like it has gotten lost in the shuffle.
Hmm.
At some point or another, we seem to lose sight of everything we're doing. Everything this is about is about them.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you're talking about, no matter if you have kids, you don't have kids, you don't like kids, whatever the case might be, every single thing that we are doing as a society, as human beings, is for them.
Mm-hmm.
And any chance to remind people of that, because it seems like we need the reminder quite often, I'm going to bring up as long as I am alive.
If every single person alive on this planet was younger, they were a kid at one point. That's like the one thing we can all share is that we all grew up. If we're still alive right now, we all grew up to become adults, and we were treated, or we should have been treated, the same way when we were kids. That it was for us, and now we have to continue. The baton was passed, and now we are in that situation where we have to get things ready for the kids. And then they will do the same thing when they get to this age. It's this circle, well, circle of life. I don't know if it's a circle of life, but it's this, I guess, the basic tenet of humans still being on this planet, I guess. That's what we need to do. Otherwise, if we don't have them, we're done.
You don't plant a tree to see it grow. You plant a tree for them to see it grow.
Exactly.
That's what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
And if we need a reminder of that, I mean, we're going to do it from time to time.
That's right.
Because unfortunately, we do need a reminder of it. And it's understandable. I'm not punching down here.
Mm-hmm.
We all do this. I'm included in this. I got older and I forgot what it was like to be young too. You get around younger kids, you get around young people, and you are reminded of these things and reminded of, you know, it centers your focus so much more. When your kids start having kids. Now, thankfully, knocking on wood, my children don't have any kids yet, and I'm not looking to be a grand papa today or tomorrow or anything like that.
Okay.
But it's about that. It's about, you know, them having kids and then their kids having kids and all this stuff and everything. And anything we can do to help the youth, whether it is voting people in office that actually care about education or doing something our own darn selves to make this happen, because don't count on a politician to get it done, we will do this. I brought up the United Way earlier, and I think a great example is United Way and all the work that they do for literacy, whether it's Dolly Parton Imagination Library or their early reading mentorship and so many other programs that they do strictly to help out kids and help them not only enjoy reading and discover the fun of reading, but be better educated with reading, and so that they go forward. They're that much smarter and that much better and that much better than we are. Because that's the other bit of this, everybody. They're supposed to be better than us. My daughter, Bria, had coffee with my son, JC, in Minnesota the other day. She shows me a picture of them. My son is 1,000 times more handsome than I've ever been, 1,000,000,000 times more stylish than I've ever been, and it's not fair. It's not cool. Like, I expect this to happen at some point. Not now. But this is the deal. This is what we want. I don't want him to have less than me. I don't want him to be less than. I want more and more and more for him.
Right.
I want whatever I've had in this world, him, my other two daughters, to have in thousands and thousands, because that's what this is about as well, making a better world for them and them to achieve more than we ever dreamed possible.
Yep.
We help them do that by days like this and,
yep,
and putting attention to it.
Well, you know what I think? I think you'd make a wonderful grandpa.
I will. I think I, you know what? I actually will. I think I will too.
Yeah.
But in part because I am insane and kids love crazy people.
They do.
They love drawn playing to with crazy people.
They do.
You see me play with your boys and things like that. Like kids like me because for one, I'm a jungle gym. There's just my, it's with the tall lankiness of me and everything. I'm a cartoon character come to life in some ways. But yeah, you have that spirit of just being able to play. It's fun. Take a break right here. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have a bunch more fun. It's the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Serious comedy start your day. Seth and James here with you. Got that 80s vibe back. Got some fun stuff to get to the top of the hour. Looking forward to it. Got a couple of good ones here, but I want to start with this one, Seth.
All right.
Here's a new survey out on extreme sports and activities.
Okay.
And 26% of Americans are into them. Not a very high number.
Quarter, okay.
It certainly seemed to be a lot bigger when we were kids. In the rise of X Games, if you will, and all those things. Certainly skateboarding was on the map long before us.
Oh, yeah.
But it really got on a different level with Tony Hawk and so many of these guys taking it from abandoned pools in California to a big, like, you know, events and promotions and all these things.
Skate parks in every city, you know,
You've got the X Games in the Olympics now. Snowboarding is very common.
Yes.
Everybody knows what
very
snowboarding
popular,
is now and all this. When we were young, it was one of those things where you had to explain to people what it was and these things.
I remember when I was a kid first hearing about it, I was like, what? Snowboarding? What's that?
26% of Americans into this, whether it is common stuff like riding a roller coaster or skiing, or less common stuff like paragliding or parkour. Extreme activities mostly appeal to younger adrenaline junkies. 14% of millennials and 11% of Gen Zers love extreme sports. But when seniors, 65 and older, were asked, the number dropped to 0%.
What? 0%?
0.6% of seniors do say that they like some extreme stuff, while a whopping 82% got no interest at all. They asked about 30 extreme activities, and the most popular one was riding roller coasters. 58% of Americans have done it. Other common ones are motorcycling, skateboarding, off-roading, and rock climbing.
Okay.
The ones most people haven't done but want to are hot air ballooning.
That's extreme. Okay.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know about that, but I guess so.
Yeah.
Zip lining, scuba diving, and the ones that most people do not want to try are cliff jumping, ice climbing, and shark diving. The main reasons people say that they enjoy extreme activities are experiencing new things and stress relief. The main reasons people are not enjoying extreme stuff is lack of interest and fear of injury. Which, of course, the fear of injury rises with every time, every day you grow older after you turn 10.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's understandable.
Yeah, right.
I say this all the time, like, 94% of the vote. I mean, imagine, you know, trying to get that on anything nowadays.
Yeah, right.
Imagine trying to get 0% on something.
That's pretty remarkable. That is not common.
It's really hard for me to think of like something that you're going to get 0% out of everything.
Come on, there's got to be. We've seen these stories about 80-year-olds jumping out of planes.
Yeah.
Come on, where are those guys?
I feel like that, did they not make it? Yeah. They weren't able to answer this survey? I mean, what happened there? Because you're right. We've seen tons of stories.
We had a former President Bush who did it a few times.
That's right. Yeah. They must not ask him.
No, they didn't.
I do think it's interesting. I also think it makes perfect sense. You also get smarter the older you get.
That's true.
I think all these things seem fun on paper. But the second you tell me, oh, this many people have died doing this, it's like, no. And it's not because I'm afraid of death. It's because I'm afraid of ghosts making fun of me for, you wait a minute.
That's the thing, yeah, right.
You survived this, and this. and this is what took you out. You decided in your genius, after you survived all these other things in life,
to do that one thing.
You're going to take a rope and tie it to your ankles and then willingly jump off a bridge and expect to come back.
Yeah.
Like, what, man? What do you think is going to happen here? Out of 1,000 times, a couple of those are not going to go right.
Well, a lot of those, I have to say that there is a certain safety, you know, thing with it at all.
Yeah.
The only one that you mentioned there that to me is really like, no way, is with what I call shark diving or something like that. Anything that involves a wild animal,
because they're
so unpredictable, that'd be one that's like, no thanks. No, I'm not gonna mess with that.
I have to be honest, and I think that this stems from, having a very, active, action-packed, violent kind of upbringing.
Right.
And so extremes, like, I am an adrenaline junkie to a degree.
Mm.
Now I do this in spots. You know, I don't have a
pick your times,
driving desire for it because I got quite a bit out of my system in my youth.
Yeah, right.
But the idea of, like, cliff jumping, I've always wanted to try that.
Mm-hmm.
Ice climbing, I have no interest in, but I love rock climbing. I really like that. Some of the documentaries I've watched about rock climbers are some of these things just fascinating.
Yeah, right.
Free Solo is in one of the best documentaries I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. So good. And some of the things that these people do is just really impressive to me, really amazing.
I find it interesting also that a lot of people do it for stress relief.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really fascinating, considering, you know, you're possibly putting yourself in physical danger, which is very interesting to me.
I don't have a lot of stress relievers, but I notice that if I get a good workout in, I feel that, even though I feel beat up afterwards.
Yeah, tired, and, you know, your body hurts and aches. And, yeah, whatever. But you're right, yeah.
It does have that relief to it, that stress release to it, I should say. That's what it feels like.
And maybe that's
like
part of it, too. Just the physical exertion of it really helps.
Well, especially for those that this is the only way they can get it. Like, you know, for the way that for some people, reading a book is a great relaxing feeling and all that. Other people, they need this extremeness. They need that level. I think it's going to be more and more interesting as us Gen Zers, millennials, the Gen Xers. I should not say, I'm not Gen Z. Gen Xers, Gen Zers, millennials, all these dang names that they have for all these different generations and all that. As we get older and we become senior citizens, how many of these activities will stick around?
Yeah.
Because Tony Hawk's up there, and he's still getting injured skateboarding all the time. I think that's going to be just as curious or just as interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Say they do this survey again in 30 years, 20 years, whatever.
Yeah, fascinating.
I doubt we're going to see a 0% on that.
You're absolutely right. Still, that's quite interesting.
I think it'll be pretty interesting.
0%. Wow. Yeah.
We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and have some more fun. It's Seth and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Got a lot of fun things lined up for you, of course, as I mentioned earlier. We'll kick off the 8 o'clock hour, catching up with our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to join us for it. Of course, Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, will be right after that. Oh, acronyms. Acronyms are great. I like acronyms. They're fun. I like when I hear an acronym I don't know and I try to figure it out without asking.
Oh, okay. All right. So now, before we start, this is I got to make sure that these are actual acronyms.
Mm.
So I want, this is a pet peeve of mine, and because it appears everywhere and it drives me crazy. An acronym is a word that is created from the first letters of an organization or some kind of thing, right? Okay. But it has to be a word. Okay. CIA, not an acronym.
True.
If it were, we'd call it CIA.
Right.
FBI, not an acronym.
Yes.
UNICEF, acronym.
Ah, yeah.
So this is what I'm saying. Okay. It's got to make sense.
Yes. I get you. I like that. And you are going to hate this subject.
Oh, I am.
I'm learning something about you today.
Yes.
Seth has so few things like this.
There aren't a lot.
The mischievous part of me is enjoying this a little bit.
Yeah, it should be.
So many people out there know FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yes. And that's okay. That's right.
But now there's a new affliction affecting our decision making. It's called FOSY, FOSY. Fear of saying yes.
Huh?
According to a new survey, more than half of adults have dealt with FOSY when they decided against doing something that they actually want to do. 37% of people say they've been afraid to say yes to things due to financial concerns, and another 37% are afraid to do a lack of confidence.
Oh, interesting.
It might sound like this is the opposite of FOMO, but it really isn't. The opposite of FOMO, or again, fear of missing out, is being in control of your own happiness and decisions and not constantly worried about that you're missing out on something better.
Right, right. Okay.
Fosse is actually similar to FOMO because some of the people who say that they were afraid to say yes believe that they missed out on making new friends, asking someone on a date, and were held back from trying a new hobby.
Hmm.
So it sounds a little like a regret over missing out.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. It's another version of this.
Another version of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do think that the acronym game has gotten way out of hand yes. and gotten very, very silly.
Yes.
I think that it also is necessary for certain people to be able to talk about certain things. It's a lot easier for some people to say I'm dealing with FOSSY than it is I'm dealing with a fear of saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds crazy to some people. Yes. That would be, you know, you hear that and what the heck, man? What are you talking about?
Yeah, huh?
You just said yes in that sentence. What are you referring to here? And everything. But I do think that a lot of people can relate to this, though.
I think you're right. The concept itself does make a lot of sense.
I could have been on a billion dates in my life, but I have never, ever been good at walking up to a woman and asking her out. I can talk, and I have done silly characters in front of literally hundreds and hundreds of people.
Right.
I have no problem doing these things. I go on these airwaves mm-hmm. every day and make a fool of myself. No issue whatsoever with any of this stuff. It's my job. It's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, sure.
He asked me to go up, a woman standing by herself at a bar, nobody else around. There's nobody who could make fun of me. I am tripping over my feet and falling on my face before I even get close to her.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And it's a lack of confidence to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a fear of the unknown, of being rejected, of a lot of these things. A
lot of different things, yeah.
I have not delved too deep into this and everything.
Right.
But I understand the human psyche enough to understand that this is a legitimate kind of thing.
So let's swap the scenario. Let's say, because going to the fear of saying yes, say a woman comes up to you and shows interest and all that kind of stuff. Do you have a fear of saying yes, or is that different? Then you're like, no, let's go.
Completely comfortable, in control.
All right.
No issues whatsoever. It makes no sense to me at all. None. I'm a little taken back because that doesn't happen that often to me.
Well, yeah, right.
But yeah, I have rolled with that when it's happened before.
Right, exactly.
I think that when it comes to this, that the thing that I like that we're talking about here, because this is all under the guise of mental health and the umbrella of mental health.
Yes.
Is hopefully this gets people to be able to say yes more often.
Mm-hmm.
Life is meant to be enjoyed. Life mm-hmm. is meant to be experienced. Defeat is part of life. Mm-hmm. Rejection is part of life. It doesn't feel good. It sucks. But that's what makes it when people say yes, when you do have wins.
Exactly.
They mean something.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody said yes, if everything was a win, you're never going to know what it actually means to win. You're ever not going to know what it actually means to have something work out.
And work towards that goal. Absolutely.
But I don't take it lightly that people deal with this and everything.
Oh, no, and it's for sure. I mean, I think everyone at some point has dealt with it. Because I like what you said about saying yes to everything, because that can be dangerous, too.
Yeah.
I mean, just saying yes all the time, not just the way you were saying it, but you should be doing things for, you know, financial reasons, for other reasons. You know, like someone comes up to you mm-hmm. and asks you on a date, and you're married. That mm-hmm. might be a good reason.
Yeah.
That may not be a good time to say yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly, But honey, I was supposed to say yes to everything. Where are you going? I think the other part of this, too, that I wanted to touch on is the financial concerns.
Yeah.
There are so many people that are dealing with a tight, tight, tight budget.
Mm, oh, yes.
And by so many people, I mean everybody except for the top 1%.
Basically, yeah.
There is no more middle class. There is...
Not really.
All of us and them.
And
that's
them.
Pretty much where we're at right now.
Yep.
And if you are a person who is one financial disaster away from complete destruction in your home and your mm-hmm. Your checkbook and all that stuff, you're going to be very careful about all these things that, you know, oh, that sounds great. I want to say yes to that trip to Hawaii.
Yep.
But I can't afford to do that.
Yeah.
You know. any of these things. I think that that's very understandable. We are very hesitant to talk money. We're very hesitant to share our financial concerns. And it's a little silly in some regards because chances are the person that you're afraid to share this with is dealing with the same type of struggles.
You know, it's really funny that is such like a taboo topic. And I think because it's one of those things where in the United States, traditionally, that's been the judge, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you meet someone new. You talk, you know, you introduce yourself. What's the first thing you ask them? What do you do for a living?
Yep.
And that's in that because it's really high on the status symbol thing for people who live in this country. Mm-hmm. So if getting more open about that, realizing that, yeah, we're all mostly in the same boat. You know, we actually share a lot of the same issues with finances. That's not a bad thing. It's like mental health. It's like sharing these things, getting it out in the open and not being afraid to talk about it.
I wonder, too, if we can do that, how much better things can be when it comes to for people that are fearing they're missing out on something or fearing about saying yes. Maybe they'll be more encouraged to say yes, more encouraged to try new things and do more. And that's for everybody out there, even people who don't feel like listening to this right now. And I don't have FOMO. I don't have FOSSY or any of these things. You might have it with certain things you're just not thinking of.
True.
I think that there's some really easy examples. Mm-hmm. And then there's just so many other life is gray. I mean, there's so much gray area in life.
Yes.
Very few things are black and white.
Yeah. And this is one other example of, you know, trying to find that balance, you know, doing activities that not only are fun, but are broadening, you know, make you think in different ways, but at the same time, not doing things to so you ruin yourself financially or psychologically or all these other things.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, are not gonna you can't enjoy yourself if that's all you're worried about. If that's all
exactly.
We're going to take a break right here. We're going to come back, and when we get back next hour, of course, we will have our Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into Pepsi's doing something different that I want to touch on. Something here about the six worst things to order at brunch.
At brunch. That's very specific.
We're going to take care of your brunch, everybody. Plenty more coming up here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.